Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Calendar of Wisdom by Leo Tolstoy is a day-by-day handbook of reflection built from a lifetime of moral inquiry. Rather than a conventional narrative, it presents short readings organized by the calendar, encouraging the reader to pause, examine values, and practice inner discipline. Tolstoy drew on a wide range of philosophical and spiritual traditions, aiming to distill practical guidance on how to live with clarity, compassion, and integrity. The result feels like a portable companion for anyone who wants steady reminders about what matters, especially amid modern distraction and haste. Each entry is designed to be read briefly but considered deeply, making the book useful for morning routines, journaling, or quiet study. While grounded in ethical and spiritual concerns, it avoids abstract theorizing and repeatedly returns to everyday choices, relationships, work, and self-mastery. Its enduring appeal is its insistence that wisdom is not an event, but a daily practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, daily practice as a path to character. The defining idea of A Calendar of Wisdom is that moral growth is cultivated through consistent, small acts of attention. The book is structured to make reflection habitual. A short reading for each day invites a deliberate pause, creating space between impulse and action. Tolstoy treats character not as a fixed trait, but as something shaped by repeated choices, especially the choices that seem minor. The tone used in conversation, the honesty of a routine decision, the restraint shown when irritated, the willingness to admit fault. This daily format supports a discipline similar to training, where the goal is not perfection but steady correction. Over time, returning to themes like patience, humility, courage, and compassion helps readers notice patterns in their behavior and confront self-deception. The calendar model also reduces the pressure to read quickly or master a system. You meet one idea at a time, test it against your day, and carry it into real situations. For readers who want practical spirituality without a heavy program, the book offers a rhythm: read, reflect, act, and repeat. It is a method for turning insight into habit and habit into a more grounded life. Secondly, conscience, truth, and inner freedom. A central thread running through Tolstoy's reflections is the relationship between truthfulness and freedom. The book repeatedly emphasizes that outer circumstances matter less than the condition of the inner life, and that inner freedom grows when a person aligns actions with conscience. This includes the discipline of honesty with oneself, acknowledging motives, resisting rationalizations, and recognizing when pride or fear is steering behavior. Tolstoy's moral approach often contrasts external success with internal peace. Reputation, status, and material comfort can all be present while the person feels divided and restless. By contrast, integrity can produce steadiness even when life is uncertain. The daily entries push the reader to examine what is within control: thoughts, responses, and commitments. This perspective encourages accountability without despair, because change begins with the next decision rather than a complete life overhaul. The book also treats truth as practical, not merely intellectual. Speaking accurately, acting consistently, and refusing to exploit others are presented as ways to protect the soul from gradual corrosion. For modern readers dealing with constant persuasion and performance, Tolstoy's focus on conscience offers a counterweight, helping the reader recover a sense of centeredness and self-respect. Thirdly, compassion and nonviolence in everyday life. Tolstoy is widely associated with ethical teachings that stress compassion, simplicity, and the rejection of cruelty, and A Calendar of Wisdom carries that emphasis into the ordinary moments where harm often begins. Rather than focusing only on dramatic moral choices, the book highlights how violence can show up as contempt, harsh speech, domination, or indifference to suffering. The daily reflections encourage the reader to look for opportunities to reduce harm, responding to disagreement with calm, listening before judging, choosing fairness over advantage, and treating others as ends rather than tools. Compassion in this framework is not sentimental. It is a disciplined stance that resists the instinct to retaliate. Tolstoy connects this to spiritual maturity, suggesting that the strongest person is not the most forceful, but the most self-governed. This theme also expands to social responsibility, urging readers to consider the moral cost of their habits and the systems they support. Yet the entry-based structure keeps the focus actionable. A reader can test these ideas in family tension, workplace conflict, or public argument. Over time, the book trains attention toward empathy and restraint, proposing that peace is not only a political goal, but a daily practice expressed in how one thinks and speaks. Fourthly, simplicity, self-control, and resisting excess. Another major topic is the role of restraint in building a meaningful life. Tolstoy's moral vision often questions excess, not from a stance of denial for its own sake, but from the belief that overindulgence weakens clarity and compassion. A Calendar of Wisdom repeatedly returns to themes of moderation, self-control, and the dangers of being ruled by appetite, vanity, or distraction. The guidance is relevant to any era, but it feels especially pointed in a world shaped by constant consumption and stimulation. The daily readings invite readers to notice what pulls them away from their best intentions: the craving to be praised, the habit of comfort seeking, the tendency to procrastinate, or the urge to win arguments. Simplicity is framed as a form of liberation. When you need less, you fear less. When you seek fewer external rewards, you can act with more independence. This topic also touches work and time, focusing on essential duties, doing good quietly, and valuing steady effort over dramatic displays. The calendar approach supports gradual change. Instead of drastic vows, the book encourages repeated recommitment, making restraint feel attainable. The result is a practical philosophy of living lightly, choosing what strengthens the spirit, and letting go of what fragments attention. Lastly, universal wisdom across traditions. A distinctive feature of A Calendar of Wisdom is its broad moral and spiritual horizon. Tolstoy sought wisdom wherever he found it, drawing on diverse traditions and thinkers to emphasize shared ethical principles. This gives the book an ecumenical quality. It is less about defending a single doctrine and more about clarifying enduring questions. What is a good life? How should a person treat others? What attitudes lead to peace? What habits corrupt the heart? By presenting daily reflections shaped by multiple sources, the book suggests that deep moral truths recur across cultures and eras, and that readers can learn from the convergence. This approach also helps the book function as a bridge between religious and secular readers. The entries tend to focus on lived virtues such as humility, gratitude, patience, courage, and love, rather than technical theology. It also encourages intellectual humility. When you encounter wisdom expressed in different voices, you practice listening instead of arguing, and you become less attached to ego and more attentive to meaning. For readers interested in personal development, philosophy, or spirituality, this theme makes the book feel like a curated guide to perennial ideas. The calendar structure turns that guide into an ongoing conversation, one day at a time, allowing insights to deepen through repetition and application. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want steady moral and spiritual guidance without committing to a long course or a single rigid system. It will appeal to people who enjoy reflection, journaling, meditation, or quiet study, as well as anyone seeking a calmer, more principled approach to daily life. A Calendar of Wisdom can benefit the reader by turning self-improvement into a manageable routine. Because each entry is brief, it is easy to build consistency, and consistency is what converts ideals into behavior. Over time, the recurring focus on conscience, compassion, self-control, and simplicity can reshape how you respond to stress, conflict, temptation, and uncertainty. The book is also useful for readers who feel overwhelmed by modern noise, since it invites a daily pause and a return to what is essential. Compared with many contemporary self-help books, it is worth buying because it is less about hacks and more about character. Its strength is durability. The ideas are not tied to trends, and the format supports rereading, making it a long-term companion rather than a one-time motivational boost. If you want practical wisdom that matures with you, this book offers lasting value. If you would like to support Leo Tolstoy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.